Gary Barker, you are the CEO of Repit, what is considered by many the UK's number one CRM system. You used to be the Chief Tech Officer of Countrywide. Tell me, what would you do if you were parachuted back into running Countrywide? Talk to me.
I mean, it's a really interesting question, actually. If I go back to my Countrywide days, especially from a technology perspective, we use the right technology for the right solution. And I think that's what I would focus in on if I went back there, just making sure that the basic technology is in place that's got the right cost base to run an estate agency. And then look at how you do the basics. How can you monitor and support the guys out on the field? Because those branch managers, the negotiators, the listers, they need the right tool to help them. And whilst they use our software, I would make sure that we upgraded it, we took it to the latest version, we integrated more platforms and made sure that, and I don't want to call it back to basics because that's what they've called it, but it is, to a large degree, it's what it is. Getting the cost base right and getting the basics right in that business.
Do you think, what do you think was the biggest issue that where they potentially went wrong? Was it getting rid of all the old guard? Probably some of them needed getting rid of, but they threw the baby out with the water and threw out people they shouldn't have done. Or was it the move to centralization and the dual branded approach of doing it, two brands with the online, or was it both? So let's go on the first one, the people.
Yeah, I
Who
think
was
the
around when you were there?
I was so lucky. I was able to work with probably some of the best in the industry. So, Bob Scarfe was famously my boss for a period. I know I'm
He
sitting
sat
in the
there.
seat, so I feel very privileged. Bob was a great, he knew agency inside out. But if I go back, I had Grenville Turner, Jerry Fitzjohn, Lee Wainwright,
Lovely.
Steve Annles, Vince Corley, Ben Taylor, you name it nowadays, Peter Young. I mean, well, John D. Wood. I mean, he was Mr. John D. Wood. I mean, that business was
I
outstanding.
mean, this is estate agency royalty, isn't it?
Oh, I mean, I have been so fortunate. I learned from the very, very best and, to be humbled by some of those guys. And even today, when I talk to Lee or Bob, I mean, their ideas of the industry are still so switched on and they get it. So the people side of it is hugely important. But they have to love what they do. And I think that's where it maybe went wrong a little bit for Countrywide. They obviously shifted, they took a different approach to maybe some of the other corporates. They went down that hybrid mode of can we do, an online and the kind of the traditional agency? And maybe the people didn't buy into that, or the people weren't in the same way they bought in. So I think that was probably the challenge that they faced, trying to maybe maneuver themselves into a position where those great people couldn't quite do the things that they were really good at.
I mean, I've off the record, I've heard of area managers and divisional directors basically rolling out stuff that they said I just didn't believe in it, but I was told from above have to do it. Is that, do you think in the old days that everyone got what Countrywide was all about?
There was a, I mean, it was a huge cultural thing at Countrywide. They really bought into it. But you know what? It wasn't, they didn't buy in necessarily, although, to the grand vision, yeah? So whether it was a Harry Hill or a Grenville Turner, what they did buy into though was those divisional directors. So the Anthony Eakins, the David Fletchers, and then they then bought into the individual brand managing directors. So the Lee Wainwrights, the Steve Annles, the Ben Taylors. If you went in to look at Lee's business when he was, I mean, he was at Dixon's, he ran Dixon's when I was, at Countrywide as an IT director. And he literally had that humming. It was purring. Some of the branches there were turning over way more. Their market share was just incredible. And it was the cultural bit that did it. So even though Grenville may have had a vision or Harry Hill had a vision, what he had those guys that played a part of it. And if you went to, God, what was he used to call it? Chairman's, they had the Chairman's League. So every year they had like a chairman's dinner, the top performers. And all the managing directors, regional directors, listers, negotiators, all those high performers, they got them in and they presented to them what the vision was, for next year as well. And they knew full well if they got those high performance on board that they would actually, propagate that right down the tree. And, I hold Countrywide in high regard and I'm probably one of the few people that actually do think that they can turn it around. I think there's some good people in that business. And maybe with one or two new heads coming in, it might make an even bigger difference.
Do you think it needs new heads at the top or one level down?
I think both. I think, Paul Creffield, he's probably holding on to an awful lot at the moment. He's probably having to do a hell of a lot himself. And so maybe providing a little bit more support with Paul, but then getting that kind of tier below that what was the managing director layer, that kind of regional layer, get them really focused on delivering excellence back to the clients and just running those, and it is basics, running those basics really well, the vendor referrals. Historically, when I was there, the 50p in the pound in kind of upsell, getting that right, getting the message in and believing in it. We want to refer this business because we believe that our mortgage advisor is going to give the best advice.
How could you do that? How do you basically bring everyone on board together pretty quickly?
I mean, that's a big challenge, and as a technologist, my te you know technology can do some of it. You can bring that, you can breed some of the technology to help them, but
Surely
you've got
it's
to
got
get the
to.
cultural bit right. You've got to get the top down, and you've got to get a clear message and a clear statement of intent of what we're going to do differently and why.
Paul almost needs to do what the likes of Sean Newman and Adam Day are doing, and almost creating a voice, an external voice that the whole industry can hear about being a great estate agency brand or brands, and but then the internal market will listen to it and say, "That's our guy, that's our leader." I mean, he might be doing internal videos, but there's nothing actually better than actually telling the world about what you're doing or what you want to do.
Do you know what? I don't disagree with that in the slightest. I think maybe the challenge you might have is being a listed PLC. There's only certain messages that you can, everything
Okay.
you get, every message you send out will get
Well, it doesn't
kind of
harm.
inspected. And, oh, is Paul saying this or is he saying that? And I think there's potentially that challenge you have to be a bit careful with.
Yet, surely, let's be honest, the share price can't go that much lower. So really, at the end of the day, we're at bargain, but we're on the lower basement floor anyway, with what the city think to them. So reality, there's only
Yeah,
one
they
way
can,
up.
and there is one way up, and I think, they will get there. I think it's just, they're going to have to, they haven't been helped by the market as
No,
well,
and
and I think,
as long as that debt can be basically managed and serviced, they should get there the way. I don't know. Well, if Paul, if you're listening and you want to have a come onto the Watkins sofa. I'd love to have a chat with you and also give you some guidance and support on what I would do
and he
if
is
I.
what, and Paul is, Paul is one of the most talented people in the industry, and he's running probably the biggest business
Okay.
in the
Well, I
industry.
mean, if
So,
he just came on here and basically just put his vision on, then that might be one thing. Probably, tell what you need to do is send when this email comes out, send him the YouTube link and we
yeah,
can watch it. Cheers, mate.
definitely.
Thank you.
Cheers.